Jeremy, we have something special for the lads again today.
Okay.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
Yay.
Oh, where have these cowboys been hiding? And why for 8 weeks were they sliding? Is the gospel of Garrett that overriding? Or is it that they just needed one hellacious chiding? Suddenly the offense is running like clockwork. Why, after some plays, you could almost see Jason smirk. And the defense looked pretty good, even though it was patchwork. Now, if only Beeler could fire three-pointers like Dirk. All of a sudden, Kitna's looking like Troy, and Miles is becoming one terrific decoy. On Felix's long run, he had such a convoy. And for once, all Dallas fans had a day to enjoy. So, is it this simple? Just blame it all on Wade? All that we needed was a Jason Garrett Band-Aid? But the memories still linger of a club so outplayed, and an owner, a coach, and their fans so betrayed. But for at least 1 week, McCann gets an attaboy, and that new old face of Jerry's again showed some joy. Again, it feels good just to be a cowboy, instead of a Dallas team opponents wanted to destroy. For that Giants win, they all deserve an accolade. Perhaps against Detroit, we'll see that effort parlayed. But for the moment, hold off plans for that parade. For we've already spent too many Sundays feeling dismayed. For most of the season, we've been just dog chow. We've surrendered like pussycats with hardly a meow. But maybe there's hope. If just somehow we can come back to Jerry World and punch like Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice, Norm.